here on In Medford.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
This time we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I know.
always so much fun, especially when we're together in each other's arms. Tonight, I really feel like dancing.
With the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
What would you do without music? Where would you be without a song?
You make me feel so good.
Surely, though, there is a song for all of us to sing.
without your music? Where would you be without song?
I don't know, I don't know.
How would you feel without your music? What would you do without song?
I wouldn't be doing my first step.
Point 5 to Sound Tunnel with Chase Carson, 10:16 on your Friday night. How you doing? Oh man, I feel great. It was a beautiful day out there. Heine's on Huntington. I was hanging out there all day. Lord have mercy. Special guest down in the studio with me. I'm going to introduce him in about 5 minutes. Hey, you're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to have a great time tonight. 91.5, Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. Sit back and enjoy. 91.5 WMFO and our Fat Larry's Band and Looking for Love. Like I said, I was looking for Heinies on Huntington Avenue this afternoon, man. Lord have mercy. I'm going to be back there tomorrow. If it's over 50 degrees, I'm going to be hanging out there tomorrow selling hot dogs and doing something. You know what I'm saying? All right, ladies and gentlemen, time's been waiting for. Man, you know, this stuff just happens. You leave the door open and, you know, you never know who walk in. You know, never know who walk in and just drop in and see you. But, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back into the studio for a second time. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wake Up Flame, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, they love you, man.
Oh, man. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, man.
I'm back.
Hey, they don't clap that much for me, man. All right, knock it off. Hey.
Smelling good.
Damn, man, shut up. Hey, they don't clap that much for me, man. What's up, Flay?
Hey, man. Just back in the studio, you know what I mean? Flying right now.
I see that,
flying,
man.
Flying on 420.
I see you sitting up here with your Hammer Miami hat on, man. Like that, man. That's kind of fly. We're going to sit up. Hey, we're going to do a show picture. Hold on. We haven't done it yet. We're going to do a show picture. You're going to see Flay's hat on, man. It's fat. Showing up here in Miami on back. We're in Boston about 70 degrees. Degrees lower than in Miami, but we're on back. We're back. Hey, man, how you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm feeling real, real good right now. I mean, earlier I was feeling down, you know, because...
What's up with that?
Rest in peace, my aunt, Lakeisha something.
Oh, words, man. Sorry about that. When you sent me that text, man, words.
Yeah, but, you know, as the day went on, you know what I mean, the sunshine came out.
Words.
You know, it was just a nice feeling right now, just riding that glide.
I hear that, man.
And if anybody's not tuning right now to 91.5 FM with Chase Carson, you guys are not flying.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
You are not flying.
Hey, man,
right
you know, first time I met this brother, I knew I liked him. I mean, the first time I met him, I mean, he says the right things, the right stuff. Man, I tell you, man, I love this brother. But listen, man,
I appreciate it, man. I love you too.
Man, I appreciate 100. That. Hey, I'm just happy to be here tonight because after last Friday, I didn't think I was going to do another time tunnel.
Oh, man.
When Trump started dropping them bombs and, you know, and stuff.
Oh, man.
Hey, I told folks last week, I said, listen, y'all better head to a church, hot tub, whatever. If you don't believe, you know, go to hot, do whatever you want to do, have a good time because I think it's all over. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
When I woke up Saturday morning, I woke my son up, I shook him. I said, he's like, what are you doing with that? I said, I love you. We're still alive. He's like, take your ass back to bed and leave me alone. I said, we're alive, son. I'm just happy to be here this Friday night because I thought it'd be all over by now,
yes,
man.
Yes, we are alive. We are all alive.
All right, we're going to get into some stuff. Flames in the house. You know what happens when he's here. If you didn't hear him he was here 2 weeks ago. Stuff could get out of control. So put the kids to bed, all right? Put some earplugs on mom because we're getting ready to get straight here in a little bit, right? How's that sound? Flame in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
You're tuned to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Hey, man, that's not the one I wanted to play. This is the one I wanted to play right here. That's right. I got it.
WMFO Medford.
I'm
91.5 WMFO and Sun. And Sun is here. That used to be the jam back in the day, Flav. That was the jam, man. That's old school right there, man.
Man, I'm jamming right now.
Hey, man, just get off the phone with Kevin Conroy. The cave will be opening tonight. They're going to open the doors up at 10:45. You know the deal. If you're not in there by 11:30, 11:25, your ass is not getting in, all right? Last week I was down there. I did the last set. Threw down for our folks outside beefing trying to get in. And I told them before I got off there, I said, if you ain't in there by 11:30, you can't get in.
You're going to be outside cold.
That's what I'm saying. So let me think about it. I might roll through there with Flavor and for a little bit, maybe throw down something. But let me feel. But check out the second best DJ in Boston. The second best DJ in Boston.
Second best.
Kevin Conroy, down tonight, throwing down at the cave. 91.5. I'm just messing with him. He knows I'm messing with him. Kevin, I love you, baby. Love you, baby.
Face all over the place. We're online 24/7
at WMFO.org.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO. And Tony Terry in a She's Fly. That's a bad jam. That is a bad jam.
Super bad.
Hey, man, do you know what the date is today?
420?
That's what I'm saying, man. Now, I don't know nothing about that culture, but I know 420 means something
get
to do with marijuana, something, right?
Get
all right,
high.
Listen. I'm not encouraging folks out there to enjoy this day because of that.
Smoky, but
enjoy the day because of that.
Smoky.
Of course, I don't. You know, we don't do that. You know, because we FCC regulations, you cannot come on the air and influence of anything. So we don't do that.
Yes,
but
yes,
if you want to do that while
you
listen to the show, 420 your ass off. All right.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Smoke it
up. Hey, man. Hey, did you hear the lady from the state? Have you watched the news? The lady from the state police, she's in charge of payroll. Now my beloved state police has been under a lot of scrutiny the last couple of weeks. A lot of shit going on and stuff. I know, man. But this lady in charge of, I'm just looking at the story. She's in charge of payroll for the state police and been that way, I guess, for the last 15 something years. And she got fired for stealing. They estimated over $10,000 she stole.
That's it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
$10,000. I said you get out. You get caught. You only got $10,000.
Thank you.
You should have got about.
Thank you. But my point is, man.
$200,000.
At least a million or something.
A million.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to go down
right hard.
Way.
That's what I'm saying. But listen, let me ask you a question. Now, if you're going to steal from somebody, say you need some cash and you need $10,000 or something, you need some cash. Now, in my world, the state police would be the last people that I want to steal some shit from. Thank you.
These are the people you work with to catch bad guys.
Thank you. I mean, how smart can you be?
The last fingerprints person, everywhere.
The last person I want to steal from is the state police. He might as well steal from the mafia. You know what I'm saying? I take that back. Don't mess around with them. But I'm saying, if you're going to steal, I mean, steal from somebody like, you know, Jones Public Market. I'm not, now, once again, me and Flavor, we're not encouraging. Yeah.
There,
he ain't saying go out,
catch
you know.
A case.
He learned his lesson. He did his time. Flav's now back. He learned his lesson. He's not like that anymore. But we're not saying go out and do that. But we're saying if you're going to steal from folk, stay police.
Man, you're crazy. You better just sit back and listen to some Snoop Dogg.
Do something. But anyway, man, I saw that story. I was like, that's crazy. I said, I gotta ask Flav about something like that. That don't make no sense. If all the people in the world you can steal from the state police, you're gonna get caught. They're gonna catch you.
How much was she getting paid in loans?
Oh, thank you.
She was on $70,000, $80,000 salary or something like that.
I don't even know what the salary was.
Left it all for $10,000.
For $10,000, throw it away. But like you said, if I was gonna do something like that, give me a quarter mil or something.
I don't know.
Give me some cash.
I don't know who's in her corner.
That's what I'm saying. All right, hanging out with my man Flav. You listen to the Time Teller with Chase Carson. We bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but your friend's pretty quiet back there. She's enjoying the show. All right, I'm not gonna say nothing about it because she doesn't want to embarrass her. But she's back there laughing, enjoying the show. All right. I'm not gonna say that. I might say something about it later, but I'm gonna say it. Bye. Hey, Flav, where we at, baby?
Hey, man, we over here. 420, WMFO, 91.5, Chase Carson.
Words!
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, the bible. Got hit with a bottle, went in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got six in my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her.
wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I had a brand new car. So far I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old-type burrito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. A Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see, I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We hope you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
What?
Come on.
Come on.
Here's a tune about this honey named Renee that I met one day on my way back from John Jay. I'm peeping shorty as she's walking to the train. I tap her on the shoulders. Excuse me, miss, but can I get your name? She said, my name is Renee. I said, I got a whole lot to say. So may I walk you to your subway? She said, if you want. So yo, we started talking. I brought two francs and two drinks and we began walking. I had to see where that head was at, cause like it was mad fast. So we must chat about this and that. She told me what she was in school for. She wants to be a lawyer. In other words, shorty studies law. I'm telling shorty I'm a writer. And as she's looking for the token, she drops her package of the Easy Rider. Covers her mouth with the name ring. I say, yo, I don't sweat the technique. Shorty rocks, I do the same thing. But yet I use Philly blunts. She said I never dealt with Philly blunts because I heard that's for silly stunts. I said, nah, they burn slower. Right now I really don't know ya, but maybe later on I can get to show ya. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty. So now we sitting on the train. Besides a fingernail, now shorty got the hairdo with pain. Now understand she got flavor. A tough leather jacket with some jeans and the chain that the moms gave her. Got off the train about 6:34. She wasn't sure she had grub for the dog, so we hit the store. Went to the crib and turned the lights on. A Mad magazine stand from SS right on. A leather couch stereo system with crazy CDs. Understand, kid, she got cheese. She said, cheeks to what you want. She said, I'm gonna feed the dog. I said, all right, well, I'ma roll this blunt. She came back with stretch pants and a ponytail, a t-shirt. Hey, yo, fam, I got a tenderoni girl. We sitting on the couch chatting. We're smoking blunts off the balcony. We're staring at Manhattan. She started feeling on my chest. I started feeling on the breast. And there's no need for me to stress the rest. Hey, yo, I got myself a winner. We sparked the blunt before we ate. And a blunt after we ate dinner. She had a tattoo she only wanted to go to see. But first, turn the lights and turn up the Jodeci. I'm like, whatever, shorty rock, we could swing it like that. Cause on the real, this is where it's at. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. I woke up the next day on the waterbed. Letters on the pillow went. This is what the letter said. It said, cheeks, I be home around two. You was deep in your sleep, so I didn't want to bother you. I left my number for shorty to call me later. Got dressed, smoked the blunt, and then I bounced towards the elevator. I got the beep around three. I'm asking shorty, what's up with you? She's asking, what's up with me? And now we've been together for weeks. Candlelight, dinner with my shorty, crack a 40 with my naughty freaks. Hey man, I never been in love. But every time I'm bursting in and out of state, it's shorty that I'm thinking of. I'm hanging out with my crew. I get the beef from Renee, because Renee uses flow too. But yet I'm chatting with her mom too. She says Renee's been shot, so cheeks meet me up at St. Luke's. I jump on the bandwagon. I gotta make it there quick.
Ayo, this shit is getting mad thick. Not even thinking of the pole. Now I'm doing the buck. Who gives a fuck? I'm smoking boom and the whole nine. I gotta see what's going on. And by the time I reach the hospital, they tell me Mr. Cheeks Renee's gone. I'm pouring it out for my shorty who ain't here. I'm from the ghetto, so listen, this is how I shed my tears. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, my shorty, my shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by.
91.5 WMFO of the Lost Boys and Renee. That was a jam, man. I see you up there singing the words, man. Like, would you help break that or something? Or?
Man, I just feel it.
Oh, man, that is the jam, man. So anyway, since the last time I saw you, what you been up to in the last couple of weeks? Were you doing any work or anything else? Are you in the studio? You doing what you do? Anything else coming up?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I got the jams down. You sent me. I got those. Yep. Nice. So what else up?
I went down to New Jersey for a little bit.
Okay.
To Atlantic City. Went over there to, they had the pool after dark with Nick Cannon.
Oh, okay.
So I was over there. Then I just went down to Miami last week. Just came back up not too long ago. It was a great trip, you know. Went down to Studio 23 and Cameo.
Oh, really?
It was a nice time and looking forward to going back down there in the next few weeks.
What? You doing some stuff down there? You in the studio? You doing some stuff?
Yeah. I'm working on a nice solid project. That I'm going to put out in the works. I'm not going to call it my album, but, you know.